But I want to preach this morning a message that I've called this, Following God's Word to the End of Your Life. Following God's Word to the End of Your Life. Look with me at Psalm chapter 119. Psalm chapter 119 and verse number 33, please. Psalm chapter 119 and verse number 33. If you found it, can you say amen? Oh, hey, that's four of you. All right, Psalm chapter 119 and verse 33. Give you another chance. If you found it, can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's a bit better. Good. Psalm 119 and verse number 33. And let's look at it together. The Bible says here, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep it unto the end." Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. This chapter, Psalm 119, in its entirety, is really referring to the Word of God. And sometimes God's Word is referred to as statutes and His commandments and His law and so on. But this chapter is talking about the Word of God very clearly. And here the psalmist says, "Teach me, Lord, teach me your Word." He says, "Teach me your way, teach me your statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." Listen, I want us, like the psalmist, to have that same desire in our heart that says, "God, you teach me your word. God, you show me your word. God, show me your way and what you want for my life. And God, I will keep it unto the end. I will keep it to the end of my life." This is not a book that was God just intended for us to follow for a few weeks, or follow for a few months, or just follow for a few years. No, this is a book that we need to follow to the end of our life. It's good for now, it's good for later. It's good when you're young, it's good when you're old. This is a book that's good when you're single and good when you're married. It's a book that's good when you're all alone or good when you have children. It's good when you're alone again. This is a book that is good for your entire life. It's good for you when you're on a mountaintop, and it's good for you when you're going through valleys. This book is worth following. And I just want to encourage you this morning to follow it. Follow God's Word to the end of your life. Let's pray together. And you ask God that God would help to show you some things this morning, and that God would help you to follow His Word to the end of your life. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I am thankful so much for this book. Thank you for giving us your precious Word. You revealed to us your love and your way and your plan for our life. You show us how we can live a life that is glorifying and pleasing to you. You show us how we can be a good success. You show us, Lord, how we can draw close to you. God, help us to love this book, love your word, but help us most importantly to follow your word. And not just follow it for a short time, but follow it for the entire length of our life, to the end of our life, to the very end. Help us, Lord, challenge us, convict us, Lord, please, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We ought to be faithful, and we ought to be committed to loving God's Word and to following God's Word to the end of our lives. Again, it's not something that God gives us, and it's good for a little while. No, it's good for life. This book is good, and we ought to follow it our whole life through. We ought to follow it all the way to the very, very end. The psalmist said there in verse number 33, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." I wish you could make that same decision. I wish you could write down that same thought to the Lord and say, "Lord, you teach me your way. You teach me your word. And I'm going to keep it. I'm going to follow it until the end. To the end of my life." Let me give you some simple advice today, some practical advice today from the Scriptures to help you continue loving and following God's Word to the very end of your life. You know, you can make that commitment. You can decide, "I want to follow God's Word to the end of my life." But how are you going to do that? How are you going to go about doing that? How are you going to love God's Word and follow God's Word starting now and for the rest of your life? How is that going to be accomplished? If you're going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, here's some thoughts for you. Number one, don't listen to the doubters and scoffers who question God's Word. Number one, don't listen to the doubters and scoffers who question
God's Word.
If you're deciding, hey, this is a book that I believe it's God's Word and I believe it's worth following, I'm going to love it, I'm going to obey it, I'm going to cherish it, I'm going to hide it in my heart, then you can't listen to the scoffers. Don't listen to the doubters who would try to convince us, oh, we really don't have the Word of God. Oh, that's just a book written by men, and it's got some nice stories in it, and it's got some fairy tales in it, but it's not really the Word of God. No, don't doubt. We have God's Word. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E Bible. Believe the Bible. Don't listen to the doubters and the scoffers. Look at Psalm chapter 119, and look at verse number 89. Psalm 119 and verse 89. It says there, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Go down to verse 151. Psalm 119, verse 151. It says, "Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are" what? What's that next word? Truth. All of thy commandments are truth. It's the truth. This book that I hold, this book you have in your hand, it's the word of God this morning. It's the truth. It's the truth of God. Look at what verse 152 says, "Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old, and thou hast founded them forever." Verse 157, "Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies." Yet do I not decline. I don't turn away from. I'm not going to turn from it. I'm not going to err from it. I'm not going to turn aside from it, from the testimonies, from the Word of God. Psalm 119 and verse 160. "Thy word is" what? "True," the Bible says. "Thy word is true. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." You know what I hold in my hand this morning? I hold a book that is the truth. It is the very Word of God that He's given to us. And there may be people that doubt it. And there may be people that scoff at it. And there may be people that make fun of it. But if you're deciding, I love God's Word and I want to follow God's Word to the very end of my life, you can't listen to the persecutors or the critics that will deny it, that will make fun of it, that will mock Christians for putting their faith in the old black book. You've got to decide, I'm not going to listen to them. I'm not going to listen to, you know, if I go to University of wherever. I'm not going to listen to some professor who might say, we don't really have the Word of God, or you can't really trust your Bible. It's got some good things in it. No, I'm going to listen to God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe that this book is the truth. It's the Word of God. If you're going to love God's Word, and if you're going to follow God's Word, not just, you know, in your childhood, or not just in your teen years, or not just for a few years, but to the very end of your life, you've got to decide, I'm not listening to the doubters. I'm not listening to the scoffers who may try to tell us, you don't have the truth. You don't have the Word of God. They're wrong. The Bible's right. God's right. And you trust it. And you believe it. And you follow it. If you're going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, don't listen. God's Word is eternal. God's Word is eternal. God's Word is inspired. God's Word has been preserved in spite of the attacks of Satan. And God's Word can be trusted. God's Word can be believed. God's Word can be followed. Some may not want to follow it, but you just go on anyways. You go on following the Word of God to the end of your life. Here's statement number two. If you're going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, start following it early in life. Start following it early in life. Look at what the Bible says back in Psalm 119 and verse 9. Now, we may not have a lot of people here this morning in this room that are early in life. Not a lot of children or teenagers necessarily in this room this morning. But you know what I do say to the young ones, the youngest ones in this room, the young teenagers, the young adults and so on? Start following it early in life. Start following it. Psalm 119 and verse number 9 says this, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." You know, the psalmist talked in another place about seeking the Lord early in life. Hey, you ought to love the Word of God, and we ought to help our children and so on to love the Word of God and follow it early in life. If you've been here this morning and you've been blessed with the privilege to hear the truth, to learn about the God of the Bible, if you've been privileged to own a copy of the Word of God, maybe as a child or as a teenager, then start following it right now. But okay, you say, well, I'm not really early in life. I'm already 30, and that's you know, our kids think that's old, right? You say, I'm 30, or I'm 40, or I'm 50. Well, start following it now. You've got the rest of your life, and if you're going to stay true to this book and love it and follow it for the rest of your life, follow it now. Follow it. Follow it as early as possible. You say, but Pastor, I didn't even really get saved. I didn't really understand all the gospel and so on until just a few months ago or just a few years ago. Well, start following that now. Follow it early in your Christian life and follow it for the rest of your life. However, for many years you have left to live, follow it. Follow it. Some of the best things that young people can do is to start following it early in life. That's why I encourage you, those of you that are parents and you've got children at home, you encourage them and you help them and you find ways to encourage them to spend time in the Bible even when they're children. Because if they will start following it early in life, it'll help them to follow it to the ends of their life. If they don't get this book and it's not getting in their heart and getting in their mind and so on, I'll be concerned about whether they're going to follow it when they get out of high school. I'll be concerned if they're going to follow it when they move out of your home. You know, we could maybe make them come to Sunday school right now, but are they going to keep following it when they're out of your home or when they go to some secular university or when they're 25 years old? They may not follow it then. And it's important that we as parents help them to follow it early in life. Early in life. Follow the Word of God as early as possible in your life. What do we need? If we're going to follow God's Word to the very end of our life, then don't listen to the doubters and scoffers who question God's Word. Number two, start following it early in life. Number three, hide it in your heart. Hide it in your heart. And that's not just something for the children. That's something for all of us. If we're going to follow this book to the end of our life, we need to be purposely trying to hide it in our heart. Memorize God's Word. Memorize some scriptures. Put it in our heart. Put it in our mind. You know, what would ever happen, God forbid, that, you know, we lived in a time where such persecution came in our own country that the Bible started being taken away. And it may not necessarily happen in my generation, but if the Lord tarries His coming and the world keeps going in the direction that we're in, what if one day we live in a country where the Bible is forbidden? What if the Bible was taken away? What if things changed so radically that we became a Muslim country one day or whatever it may be, that Bibles were forbidden and Bibles were all taken away and Bibles were burned? Would you have enough of God's Word inside of you to sustain you and keep you going? You know, there's reasons why we need to get God's Word in our heart. There's a reason why we need to fill our heart and mind with the Scriptures. We need to hide it in our heart. Psalm 119 and verse number 11 says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Listen, God's word will keep you from evil and wickedness in your life, if you will hide it in your heart. Listen, God's word will keep you from wrecking and ruining your life, if you'll hide it in your heart and let it purify your heart and life. Someone has said this about the Bible: this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. Listen, we need to hide it in our heart. If you're going to stay true, if you're going to follow God's Word to the very end of your life, the Bible is not just to be a book that is set down and set aside and you leave it on the back seat of your car when you go home today, or you set it down on a shelf and you don't pick it up until next Sunday or the week after that or whenever you come to church again. No, the Word of God is something that you need to pick up every day. And spend time in the Word of God every day and get it in your heart, hide it in your heart, put it into your mind. That'll help you to stay true to the Lord. That'll help you to follow it to the end of your life. If you are going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, don't listen to the doubters or scoffers that would tell us we can't trust it. No, it is truth. It is God's Word. If we're going to follow God's Word to the end of our life, then start following it as early as possible in life. If we're going to follow God's Word to the end of our life, then we need to hide it in our heart. Statement number four. If you're going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, then you need to make a decision to give God your whole heart. Just write that down. Give God your whole heart. Give God your whole heart. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse number 2. It says, Blessed are they that keep His testimonies we're keeping them, we're obeying them, we're following them. So blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the what? The whole heart. The whole heart. And then look down in verse number 10. He says, with my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. The psalmist knew, listen, if I'm not seeking God, if I'm not loving God with my whole heart, then I'm going to easily wander. I'm going to easily go astray. We've got to love God with our whole heart. We've got to be committed with our whole heart, or we can easily stray. Because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, the Bible says. Our heart must on purpose be given to the Lord, be given to God, so that we'll love this book and not stray from it and follow it. You will always struggle in following Jesus and following the Bible if your heart is not fully surrendered to God. I understand that we will not be perfect, but we ought to have a heart that is given to God. We ought to have a heart that is yielded to God. If your heart just loves yourself, then you'll struggle to follow the Word of God. Because this book will be very contrary to what your heart says and what your heart wants. If our heart is just, it cares about ourselves, well, that will go so contrary to the Word of God that God's Word teaches us not to put ourselves first, but to love God first. It teaches us to put others first before ourselves. We've got to determine to love God with our whole heart, that we might not stray, that we might not wander from God's Word. If your heart just loves yourself, then you will struggle in following God's words and God's ways. I challenge you, give Him your heart. Give God your whole heart this morning. If you're going to follow His Word to the end of your life, give God your whole heart. Number five, if you're going to follow God's Word to the very end of your life, then every day ask God to speak to you from His Word. Every day, ask God to speak to you from His Word. Look at what the Bible says. Go back to verse number 12. What do you need?
If you say, God, I want to follow this book.
God, I want to love Your Word. And God, I want to follow Your Word for the rest of my life. Then one of those things that you're going to need to do that will help you day by day and so on, week by week, to keep on following God and following His Word. Every day, ask God. God, speak to me from Your Word this morning. Speak to me from Your heart today. As I read it, God, would You show me something? Would You teach me something? Would You encourage me this morning, God, from Your Word? Psalm 119 and verse number 12 says this, "Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes." The psalmist says, Lord, teach me. Teach me something this morning. Teach me Your statutes. Teach me Your Word. Go down to verse number 15. He says, I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I'm going to read Your Word this morning, God. And I'm going to spend some time in it this morning, God. And I'm going to think about Your Word this morning, God. He says, I'll delight myself, verse 16, in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy Word. Verse 17, deal bountifully with Thy servant that I may live and keep Thy Word. Verse 18, open Thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. That's the prayer of the psalmist. He's going to God and he's sitting down with God and he's saying, God, I'm sitting here this morning. I'm taking time before I go to work, or I'm sitting here in my car and I've got my Bible, God. And I want to read Your Word this morning. And I'm going to meditate on Your Word this morning. God, I'm going to think about Your Word this morning. God, I want You to teach me something. God, I want You to open my eyes this morning. I want to look into Your Word this morning. God, I want to behold some wondrous things. God, show me something today. Make Your Word fresh to me today. Make Your Word exciting to me today. Show me something, God. Listen, I guarantee you, if you will be a Christian who will every day of your life take time to open up your Bible and read God's Word and meditate on God's Word and even pray like the psalmist did and say, God, teach me something. Show me something. God, open up my eyes. I want to see You today. I want to hear from You today. I guarantee you that you will be a Christian who will continue following God's Word to the end of your life. If we don't have that relationship with God's Word and we don't spend time in God's Word, then it'll be a struggle. It'll be a struggle. Spend time in the Word of God. And even before you do, why not pray and ask God to speak to you, to teach you something? If we will have a real relationship with God through His Word each day, with us speaking to God in prayer and God speaking to us through His Word, then we will keep on following it to the ends of our lives. You know, I'm not worried about people continuing and staying faithful to and following God's Word to the end of their life when their Bible gets all worn out. The Christian whose Bible is getting all worn out and it's getting rough and pages have some tear stains on it and there's markings and writings on those pages and the binding of it is beginning to wear out, I'm not worried about that Christian staying faithful. Because you know why? They're spending time in God's Word and they're saying, God, speak to me. God, show me something. Listen, if you want to stay faithful, if you are here at a Christian point in your Christian life where sincerely you say, God, I want to be faithful to the end of my life. I want to follow Your Word to the very end of my life. I don't want to ever forsake it. I don't want to ever turn from it. You're going to need to spend time with God and spend time in His Word and say, God, show me something. Speak to me. Every day ask God to speak to you from His Word. If we're going to follow God's Word to the end of our life, number six, we need to walk in His ways. Decide to walk in His ways. Look what it says in verse number 1. Psalm 119 and verse 1. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. Go down to verse number 30. Psalm 119 verse 30. He says, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto Thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of Thy commandments when Thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep Thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me, God, He's saying. Make me to go in the path of Thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart. You know, sometimes our heart is inclined to go a different direction. Sometimes our heart's inclined to go a different way. But the psalmist says, incline my heart. God, I want my heart to lean the right direction. God, incline my heart unto Thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken Thou me in Thy ways. Establish Thy word unto Thy servant, who is devoted to Thy fear. Verse number 59. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto Thy testimonies. I thought on my ways. I thought about the way I was going, the direction I was going. And God, as I read Your Word, I'm deciding to turn my feet in that direction. I maybe have been going this direction, but God, Your Word has shown me that this is the way. And God, I am turning my feet to go that direction. God, I want to go Your way. God, I want to follow in Your ways. Of course, if you don't decide to walk in the ways of the Lord, and you don't want to submit to and follow God's Word, well, of course, you won't be true and faithful to the end of your life. If we refuse to follow, that's our choice. But what a sad choice that would be. Listen, I encourage you, submit to God. Learn God's Word and obey God's Word in your life. Don't just be a hearer of God's Word. Be a doer of God's Word. God's Word is truth. God's Word is true. And it has the power to save our souls. It has the power to change our lives. In John chapter 8, in verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Listen, we are Christ's disciples as we're continuing in His word. We're not Christ's disciples just because, well, I got saved one day. No, you are Christ's disciple if you are walking in His ways and you are learning His Word and you are following His Word in your life. There's a big difference between us just, okay, I take the gift of salvation, and you deciding, I want to follow Jesus. I want to be a good disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to walk in His ways. If you're going to be true to Him and follow His Word to the end of your life, you've got to choose to walk in the ways of the Lord. You've got to choose to walk in the way of His Word and follow it. In James chapter number 1, James chapter 1 in the New Testament, you can look at it with me, if you would. James chapter 1, and look there at verse 22. James chapter 1 and verse number 22 to 25. It says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty," it's referring to the word of God. "Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein," continuing in His Word, says, "he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Listen, if we forget what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, and if we forget what Jesus Christ has saved us from, then the truth is, we will most likely become forsakers rather than followers. If we are quick to forget what Christ has done and how He saved us and the sin He saved us from, we will most likely become forsakers instead of followers of God's Word. And that's why the Bible reminds us, the Bible tells us, hey, get in the Word of God. Don't just be a hearer of God's Word, be a doer of God's Word. Spend time in it, look into it, look and let it show you a reflection of what your life is like compared to the Word of God. And change things and adjust some things and make sure that you're continuing in His Word. You're continuing, you're walking in the ways of the Lord. If you're going to be faithful to this thing, if you're going to follow God's Word to the ends of your life, to the end of your life, then you've got to decide to walk in His ways. And don't just be a hearer, but also be a doer of the Word of God. If you're going to follow God's Word to the very end of your life, what are some things to help you? Number one, don't listen to the doubters. Don't listen to the scoffers. Don't listen to those that say, "Ah, that's not true. You can't trust that." No, I've got a book that is true. It is the truth. It is the Word of God. Don't listen to the scoffers. You can place your faith and confidence in this book. What is necessary to help you to follow God's Word to the end of your life? Start following it as early as possible in life. Number three, hide it in your heart. Hide it in your heart. We all need that. Number four, give God your whole heart. Give God your whole heart. We're not likely to follow something that we haven't given our heart to. We're not likely to submit to something that we haven't really given our whole heart to. Give God your whole heart. Number five, every day ask God to speak to you from His Word. And that is assuming that you will make that decision also that, you know what, I've got to read my Bible. I've got to spend time in the Word of God. And as you do that, before you do that, pray and say, "God, open my eyes. God, teach me your Word. Show me something today. Make your Word come alive to me today. I don't want this just to be a black and white book with no pictures and no color. Lord, make it come alive. Make it exciting. Bring something fresh and wonderful into my heart and mind today. Show me yourself and show me your Word." You know, there's a great difference sometimes between how people read the Bible. I hope you read it in a way that you are asking God to show you something. And I hope reading a Bible is not just, well, I had to do some devotional and I check off a box. I read those three chapters I had to read today to get through my Bible this year. No, I hope you'll slow down and pray and say, "God, show me something. I want your Word to speak to my heart today." If you'll do that, if you'll be a Christian who'll have a relationship with God that is real and exciting and His Word is wonderful to you and it speaks to you every day, you will follow it to the end of your life. When we miss that, we're missing so much. Number six, if you're going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, walk in His ways. Walk in His ways. Continue in His Word. If you're going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, let it comfort you in hard times. Let it comfort you in hard times. Everybody's going to go through hard times in life, right? Everybody's going to face difficulties. Everybody's going to go through trials. And if you're going to make it through the trials, If you're going to be faithful and continue to follow God's word to the end of your life, then let this book comfort you in the hard times of life. Look what it says in Psalm 119, down in verse number 47. Psalm chapter 119 and verse 47. It says, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. I'm not going to dread it. Oh, I've got to read it. No, I'm going to delight myself in your word, God. Verse 48, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Caused me to hope. Verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Thy word quickens me. It makes me alive. It brings me life. It brings me hope. It comforts me. It helps me. It strengthens me. Go down to verse 52. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. How did he comfort himself? How did he encourage himself? Reading God's word. It encouraged him. It helped him. It comforted him. Verse 54. Thy statutes have been my songs in the night in my pilgrimage. God gives songs in the night. God's word gives you songs in the night. When you're going through a night season, a weary season, a hard season, a trial season where you're enduring something, what can God's word do? Give you a song in the night. Give you hope in the night. Give you comfort in the night. Give you strength in the night. Look at verse 76. Psalm 119, verse 76. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Verse 81, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My soul is about to faint. My soul is about to give up sometimes. I need God to help me. But he says, my hope is the Lord. My hope is in the word of God. Verse number 92. Verse 92. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should have then perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Listen, let the word of God comfort you in the hard times. Sometimes life is tough. God's people will have troubles and difficulties in this world, just like the unsaved do. But God's word is what will sustain you and comfort you and help you and give you hope. If you're going to stay faithful and committed to following the Lord and following God's word, then you're going to have to let this book comfort you in the hard times. Don't toss it aside and say, oh, that hasn't been doing me any good. Why don't you get in the Word of God? Why don't you read God's Word and meditate in it and delight in it? Let God give you joy and strength and hope. Don't toss it aside when the trials come. Don't set it aside because, well, life is just too busy. Life is just too hectic. I don't have time to read my Bible. That's one of the most regrettable and sad things that Christians will do sometimes. Oh, I don't have time to read my Bible. No, we don't have time not to read our Bible. If we're going to have strength and hope and the help that we need to face things in life, we must spend time in the Word of God. Don't neglect it, well, because you've got too much else to do. You and I need God's Word each and every day of our life. We will struggle. We will become weaker and weaker spiritually and weaker mentally when we're not spending time in the Word of God. If you and I are going to follow God's Word to the very end of our life, then let it comfort you in the hard times. If you and I are going to follow God's Word to the very end of our life, then number eight, 5 and 3, 8. Let it guide you when you don't understand the way. Let it guide you when you don't understand the way. Look at a couple of verses here with me in that chapter. Psalm 119 and verse number 65. Psalm 119 and verse 65. The Bible says, verse 65, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Go down to verse 97. Verse 97. The Bible says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word.
I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Listen, let it guide you when you don't understand the way. Sometimes there are things that you're going to face in life, and you feel like you're in darkness. You feel like you're walking through a fog, and I don't have light. I don't understand the way. Hey, turn the light on in your life. Get in the Word of God and let it guide you, and let it give you wisdom. Let it give you understanding. Let it guide you when you don't understand the way. When you're facing things and you don't know what to do, get in God's Word. When you need wisdom and help for the daily things of life, then listen to the counsel of God's Word. When you need help with your marriage and you need help with your parenting and you need help with your finances and you need help with the stress that you're facing in life, then listen to the preaching and teaching of God's Word. Get in the Bible. Get in the book that is true and let it help you. Read and study what the Bible teaches and let it guide you in the right way of life. When you face decisions that overwhelm you, or you've got choices that could lead you in two different directions, you better make sure you're letting God's Word be your guide. Let God's Word be your guide. People on a regular basis are making decisions. And listen, you are choosing two different paths. And sometimes they're radically different paths. Or sometimes it just seems like, well, they're just minutely different. They're just a little this way or a little this way. But hey, it may be a little this way and a little that way right now. But you take that path 20 years down the road and you may end up in a far different place. Listen, the decisions of life that you're making and so on, we need God's help and we need God's wisdom and we need God's Word to give us understanding, to help us. God's Word is what will give us the light that we need to see and to know the right way to go. If you are going to follow God's Word to the end of your life, then listen, do not listen to the scoffers. Don't listen to the doubters of who question God's Word. Number two, start following it as early as possible in your life. Number three, hide it in your heart. Hide it in your heart. Put it in here. I've told many of you have heard this before, but even when my mom and I were home alone, my father had already passed away, my brother had passed away, my sisters were adults and so on. But my mom and I together, we had these monthly calendars from the gospel radio program out from Nova Scotia or whatever, and they would send a calendar that every day of the month it had a scripture verse on it. And my mom took these calendars and she put them on just, some plain, what do you call those things you set underneath plates sometimes? Oh, placemat. She put them on some placemats and she got them laminated. And so we had these placemats that had a calendar on it with a scripture verse for every day. And we would eat breakfast, early every morning before I did a paper route and caught a bus to go to school in Barrie and all this. And we would look at those verses and we'd say those verses back and forth to each other. You know what my mom was doing? She was trying to help me hide God's Word in my heart. You know what she was doing for her own self? Hiding God's Word in her heart. You know how that helped her? When her husband had passed away, when God would take her son at 22 years of age just after getting married, it helped to sustain her, it helped to comfort her, it helped to strengthen her. Listen, you hide God's Word in your heart. You give God your whole heart. Every day you spend time in it and ask God to speak to you from His Word. Listen, you will be faithful. You will follow it to the end of your life if you'll spend time in it every day and make it real to you and fresh to you and exciting to you. Number six, walk in His ways. Don't just be a hearer of God's Word, but be a doer of God's Word. Follow it. Continue in His Word. Number seven, let it comfort you in the hard times of life. That's not the time to toss it aside. That's not the time to say, oh, I'm going through such a hard time, I can't go to church. Oh, I'm too busy, I don't have time to read my Bible. No, you need the Word of God. You need the Bible. You need to be in church. We need God's Word. Let it comfort you in the hard times. Let it guide you when you don't understand the way. And lastly, let me say this. When it comes to following God's Word to the end of your life,
And even having that extend beyond the end of your life, then number 9, you need to do this. Start a godly heritage. Start a godly heritage. Pass on God's word to the next generation. As I studied this chapter, I thought, you know what? There's something exciting in here. It's not just that, you know, like the psalmist, I can determine I want to follow it, you know, to the end of my life. But no, I want it to go beyond that. I want it to go beyond just me following it to the end of my life. I want it to be followed by my children to the end of their life. And I hope that it'll be followed by my grandchildren to the end of their life. If that's going to happen, what's necessary? You better start a godly heritage. It doesn't matter if you're like me and you're somebody who's maybe is a second or third generation Christian, or if you are a first generation Christian. You are maybe the first one in your family or part of a first generation of people that you got the gospel and you understood it clearly and you've been born again and you've been saved. Listen, if you've got some that are coming after you, if you're going to have children coming after you, you pass it on. You pass it on. If you don't have children, hey, you look at, you've got some young ones to influence for God, and you pass on God's word to the next generation. Teach a Sunday school class, win somebody to Christ, and influence another generation of people to follow God's word. Start a godly heritage. Pass on God's word to the next generation. What does the Bible say in Psalm 119 and verse 111 and 112? It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken." God, your testimonies. God, your word. I have taken them. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage. Not just to the end of my life. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always. Even unto the end. Make sure that the heritage of righteousness and godliness even extends beyond the end of your life. Mark and Natasha, I don't want just for you to say, I want to follow God's word to the end of my life. You know, if we get to be some old couple one day with a little stoop in our back and we're saying, I'm going to church on Sunday, let's read the Bible together. I don't want you just to follow God's word until you're old, Mark, and you're gray-headed. And Natasha looks young and just the same. And so, no, I want you to let God's word be that it goes even beyond the end of your life. You start a godly heritage. You pass it on to the generation, to the children that will come after you. Pass it on. Pass it on. Make sure that that heritage of righteousness and godliness extends beyond your life. Make sure that heritage of fearing the Lord and loving His word and following His word extends beyond just the end of your life. Pass it on. Pass it on. May our love for the Lord be so real and passionate. May our love for God and our obedience to God's word be so real and genuine in our lives that our children and grandchildren see it and want it and live it themselves. God's word has, in reality, maybe not been followed like it ought to have been if it doesn't extend beyond the end of our lives. We need to follow God's word and start a godly heritage. We need to pass it on to the next generation so that it extends beyond the end of our life, so that one day your kids will say something like the psalmist did in Psalm 16:6, I have a goodly heritage. Or in Psalm 61:5, where the psalmist said, Thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. In Psalm 119 and verse 130, it says this, The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The next generation, the youth in every generation, are what the Bible calls the simple ones. And they are waiting for something. They are waiting for someone to guide them. May we love God's word and follow God's word and help God's word to enter into their hearts and enter into their lives so that they will have the light that they need. And that they will have the direction that they need for their future. Listen, I want to follow God's word to the end of my life. But I even hope that it goes beyond that and goes to the end of their lives. And to the ends of the lives of their children. And to the ends of the lives of their children. If you're going to follow God's word to the ends of your life,
Don't listen to doubters and scoffers. Start following it as early as possible in your life. Hide it in your heart. Give God your whole heart. Every day, get up and read the Word of God. Meditate on it and say, God, speak to me. Open my eyes today, God. Every day, ask God to speak to you from His Word. Walk in His ways. Continue in His Word. Don't just be a hearer, but be a doer of the Word of God. Let it comfort you in hard times. Let it guide you when you don't understand the way that you ought to go. I hope that truly you'll follow it to the very, very end of your life. Follow it to the end. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father.